In this bulletin, a Tamil asylum seeker family heading back to the Queensland town of Bulawayla. The World Bank warns of the risk of recession, and State of Origin returns with Game 1 in Sydney. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Nadasillingham family is returning to Bulawayla from Perth following the granting of temporary bridging visas by the Albanese government. The Sri Lankan Tamil family was taken from Bulawayla in March 2018 and placed in immigration detention, kicking off a more than 1,500-day campaign from town locals to get them returned home. During 4 years of protracted legal proceedings to remain in the country, the family was moved from Melbourne to Christmas Island before arriving in Perth. Mother of the family, Priya, says she's extremely grateful to those who've helped.
Me and my family are very happy to start our journey back to my community in Below. Thank you all. Thank you to all in Perth people. Thanks. Love you, Perth. Thank you.
Westpac is the first of the four major banks to pass on the full value of the Reserve Bank's increase in interest rates. The RBA increased the rate by 50 basis points to 0.85% as an attempt to control inflation. Westpac's variable rate will increase from the 21st of this month. The head of the National Disability Insurance Agency has resigned just weeks after the election of the Albanese Labor government. Martin Hoffman says he'll leave the agency on the 1st of July. NDIS Minister Bill Shorten says the board and Mr. Hoffman had agreed he'd step down and has thanked him for his service. Lisa Studdart, the agency's Deputy Head of Markets, Government and Engagement, will be the acting CEO until a new leader is confirmed. The World Bank has slashed its global growth forecast by nearly a third to 2.9% for 2022, amid warnings that many countries now face recession due to the COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The World Bank spokesman Ayan Kose says this would drive per capita growth close to zero if downside risks materialised.
We have a very serious threat of stagflation that comes with higher interest rates. We still see supply disruptions. Because of the war, those supply disruptions, of course, magnify.
And the World Bank has announced an additional $1.5 billion in aid for Ukraine, bringing the total planned support package to more than $4 billion. The new funding will be used to pay wages for government and social workers, with almost $2 billion dispersed so far. The US space agency NASA will launch three rockets in Arnhem Land later this month. It's the first time NASA has launched rockets from a commercial facility outside the US, and the first time it's launched rockets from Australia since 1995. Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, says his government wants to reinvigorate faith in Australian capabilities.
It's really important that the brains and capability that we have on shore, not only is it recognised by people offshore, in this case NASA, to have that faith in what we're able to do, but for Australians to do it, because we need to put that to work in basically rebuilding capability in this country as to what we can do. It's important for jobs, it's important for the economy, but if used right, some of the understanding can help improve the quality of life of communities.
In the NRL, the New South Wales Blues are favourites to take out tonight's highly anticipated first round of the State of Origin in Sydney. The Blues have won three out of the past four series. The game marks the debut series for new Queensland coach Billy Slater, who has himself represented the state 31 times. Slater told the Nine Network he's both anxious and excited.
As a player, you're solely focused on your performance in that 80 minutes on Wednesday night. And as a coach, you need to look at everything. You're controlling the environment. You're trying to build a game plan. You're working with individuals on their game. So there's a lot that goes into it, but a lot of the work's been done for me. It's up to the players now to perform in that 80 minutes tonight.
The series will later head to Perth and finally to Brisbane. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.